The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
Visitors, we're going to get after this thing. Did we just witness, this is what we're going to talk about today, did we just witness another prophetic preview of the final beast, or the final empire, I should say, of Bible prophecy? This thing is loaded with information today, guys. So if you would, if you know anybody that likes eschatology, the study of end times, the study of Bible prophecy, please share this with them. I believe they'll be blessed by this message. And again, there's going to be a lot of information, a lot of teaching. We're going to break this down. We're going to have PowerPoints. We're going to show you some things. And I'm going to take a step back. And I want to talk about a situation or an incident that took place recently in New York City outside of the headquarters of the United Nations. But before we get there, I want to take you a little bit of a trip on in memory lane. I want to go all the way back to, let's go here first, because I want to do this in kind of chronological order here. 2015. I don't know if anybody remembers this, but this actually took place in New York City. It is in the name of an artwork exhibition called, quote, Projecting Change by filmmaker Louis Siosos. I believe that's, I probably slaughtered his name. But anyway, this project was to raise awareness about the need to conserve endangered animals. This took place in 2015, and this was an image. This image that you're seeing on your screen was projected up on the Empire State Building in New York City. And this image that you're looking at here is the goddess Kali. And I just pulled this right up. This is from Britannica.com. Who is Kali? Kali is in Hinduism, is known as the goddess of time, doomsday, and death. Again, this was projected. This was portrayed. This was exalted for all New York City to see this. Back in 2015, the goddess of time, doomsday, and death was introduced to New York City, projected and erected there on the Empire State Building. Then we fast forward and we go to 2018, where a reproduction took place of the infamous Ark of Palmyra was displayed there in New York City, but also in Washington, D.C. Again, this took place back in September. Again, in 2018, the original, again, this is called the Ark of Palmyra, or the Temple of Baal, or the Ark of Baal. Now, Baal was a false deity. All through the Old Testament, God talked about this heavily, and he condemned and forbid the worshiping of Baal. This was even what Elijah dealt with on Mount Carmel with the prophets, the false prophets of Baal. This is what they were dealing with. So again, this was introduced in New York City. The original was in Syria. And it was, this is, they would actually pass through this thing in ancient times, and it was considered to be a gateway, or the gates, or the gate of gods, or the gateway to gods. So again, I want to recap a little bit on this before we move forward. So you had this incident that took place in New York City in 2015 with the display of Kali, the goddess of death, doomsday, and time. And then fast forward to 2018, we have this Ark of Baal, which many actually was warning that this could open the door for demonic spirits and attacks on America. And consequently, this is on the very soil where September 11th took place. Now, that I want to move us forward, and that gets us to where we are present tense. This is a tweet from the United Nations photo. Again, you can find it at UN forward photo, and this is at on Twitter. And you could go find this, but we did this. We did an article on this, or we reported on this, and this blew up. It went viral. I believe Steve Quayle picked it up on his website and reported this as well. I want to read this to you. This is right here on the screen. You can see it. Here's the image. Here's the headline. Quote, "A guardian for international peace and security." Now, this is going to be very interesting when we get to the end of this segment when I talk about this. "Sits on the visitors plaza outside the UN headquarters." And by the way, this is in New York City. "The guardian is a fusion of jaguar and eagle and was donated by the government in Mexico. It is created by artists Jacobo and Maria Angelis." I believe that's how you pronounced it. Again, so I want to recap this real quick. This sculpture was created by these artists, and it was donated by Mexico to America. And of all places that it was put in New York City and outside of the front of the headquarters of the United Nations. Now let's move out. Now here, when this thing was reported, it went, a lot of other watchmen picked it up. A lot of prophetic networks picked it up. A lot of other individuals talked about this, and this became a hot button, a hot topic of discussions, especially in the prophetic. And this is why I want to read this. I want to read this to you. And actually, you know what? Let me go back to it, because I want to point out something here that we don't have a PowerPoint slide, but we're going to get back up to that. So those scriptures will come up. We'll talk about this. Because here's what you need to know. We're going to paint this picture for you. Daniel the prophet and John the Revelator. Daniel wrote the book of Daniel. John wrote the book of Revelation, John the Revelator. There is absolute stunning similarities between both Daniel and John and what they saw when it pertains to the time of the end, the tribulation, and the final empire of Bible prophecy. And I'm going to show you, and I'm going to prove to you today, that both Daniel and John saw the same empire, but from two different angles. Because you realize the synoptic gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John all are describing the same events, but from different angles. So therefore, different writers give you different angles, different views, and different perspectives from their points of view. So when you put all of it together, you get the bigger picture. And that's what we're going to do today. For example, watch this. Both Daniel and John saw a time of a seven-year tribulation. Daniel, in his writings, called this time frame one prophetic week, or in Hebrew, that's 7 years. That's Daniel 9:27. John saw the same time frame, but he, in his writings, divided up the time frame into 42-month periods, or 3.5 years and 3.5 years. That's Revelation 11:2, Revelation 13:5. Watch this. Both Daniel and John saw the rise of the Antichrist and described him as a beast. That is very important when we move on. Daniel saw him as the fourth beast that would arise in the time of the end. That's Daniel 7:7. John saw him as the first beast rising up out of the sea in Revelation 13, because he's the first beast. The false prophet is the second beast. And that again, all right. Oh, now I'm going to pull this up. Let me show you exactly. We're going to give you some scripture for that. So let me pull it. Let me say this again. Both men saw the rise of the Antichrist in the last days. Daniel saw him as the fourth beast in Daniel 7:7. John saw him as the first beast rising up out of the sea, Revelation 13, 1 and 13, 2. Here it is on the screen. I'm going to read it to you. Look at this image, and we're going to get more into this later on, because there's a whole argument out there. Well, this is nothing like the image is described, and we're going to clarify that. Daniel 7:6, Daniel said, after this, I looked, and there was another like a leopard, which had on its back four wings of a bird. The beast also had four heads, and dominion was given to him. That's Daniel 7:6. Revelation 13, 2. And now the beast which I saw was like a leopard. His feet were like the feet of a bear, and his mouth was like the mouth of a lion. The dragon, by the way, dragons depicted in mythology have wings. The dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. Now I'm going to leave this on the screen here for a second, because I want to tell you this real quick. There's an opposing argument to what I'm going to tell you today about this, because again, the preface of what I'm telling you today is I believe this image right here in New York City, outside of the United Nations headquarters, is a prophetic preview of the final empire of Bible prophecy. And you say, well, hold on now, Brother Ricky, this image does not have four wings of a bird. It doesn't have four heads. It doesn't have that stuff. You're right. But I want to remind you that even in the scriptures, when it deals with prophecy, it talks about, even now, scholars many times use this as an example. Even the Apostle Paul said, we see through a glass darkly. What are you talking about? Here's what I brought this up in another segment. When the writers, Daniel and even John, when they wrote about the things that they saw in visions pertaining to the future, they were limited to the vocabulary in which they could use to describe what they were seeing. That's point one. Point two, Daniel was only limited to see what God permitted him to see. So he only wrote down what he was permitted or what he was able to see, because he was not able to see the full picture of prophecy. Just like today, you and I are not able to see the full comprehension and the full picture of Bible prophecy. For example, Revelation 13, it talks about, and we have talked about this for years, of all the speculation surrounding the mark of the beast. Where is it going to come from? What is it going to be? Is it going to be tattoos? Is it going to be microchips? Is it the jab? Is it a thought process? Is it Sunday worship? Is it going to be this, or is it going to be that? So there's much speculation, and people have assumed and they've made insinuations that it's everything from the internet, from the World Wide Web. It's the barcode. It's this, it's that. Again, why? And we're not condemning anyone. What we're saying is, they are limited to what they can see based on the time frame in which we're in. I hope that makes sense to everybody. So Let me move on. So again, both men saw the Antichrist and described this beast. The beast and his empire, Daniel 7, Revelation 13. Let me move on. Daniel and John both saw a time of great trouble upon the earth. Daniel saw this and described it as time such as never was or ever shall be. That's Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. John saw this time as time of great wrath and trouble, Revelation 12, 7 and 12. Both Daniel and John saw Michael the archangel and his involvement in the time of the end. Daniel saw him standing up at the time of trouble, Daniel 12, 1. John witnessed, or he saw in his vision, Michael the archangel warring with Satan in heaven, Revelation 12 and 7. Both Daniel and John, now this is very important when we get to the end of this message today. Both Daniel and John both saw 10 kings that would arise in the final days. Daniel saw and describe these as 10 horns that were 10 kings. That's Daniel 7, 24. John saw 10 horns and they had 10 crowns. And he described these as 10 kings, Revelation 13, 1. Both Daniel and John both saw the return of the Lord and him setting up his kingdom. Daniel described this as an everlasting kingdom ruled by the Messiah, Daniel 7, 13 and 14. John described this as Christ returning to earth and to make war as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Revelation 19, 11. Now we've got to move forward. We've got more stuff to discuss today. Okay, in the book of Daniel, chapter 2, I've got it pulled up on the screen if you want to follow with me. If you've got a Bible, you can follow along with me if you wish. Daniel chapter 2, verses 31 and 35. This is where Nebuchadnezzar had a dream in which he saw this great image and it had all these different elements of bronze and gold and silver. And Daniel the prophet speaks to him the interpretation. This is what he says. This is Daniel 2, 31 and 35. Oh, you, O king, were watching, and behold, a great image. This great image whose splendor was excellent stood before you, and its form was awesome. This image's head was of fine gold, its chest and arms of silver, its belly and thighs of bronze, its legs of iron, its feet partly of iron and partly of clay. You watched while a stone was cut out without hands, which struck the image on its feet. Come on, that's a foot. Those are feet with 10 toes of iron and clay and broke them in pieces. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were crushed together and became like chaff from the summer threshing floors. The wind carried them away so that no trace of them was found. And the stone that struck the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. I will give you more understanding of this when we get later on, but I want to home in on real quick on the image. Now, again, I want to warn you, I'm going to give you from, I sit under several theologians, several Bible scholars, and they all, about 99% of them, agree on the interpretation of what I'm going to give you on who these empires were that Nebuchadnezzar saw and Daniel interpreted. Again, there's going to be a difference. There's going to be a difference of opinions on this. They're all over the place. I guarantee you, you go search this out and you're going to get 40 different interpretations. So take it as you will, however you want. I'm going to give this to you real quick. The head of gold, I believe, was the Babylonian Empire. Of course, this was led up by Nebuchadnezzar himself. Then, after his reign of empires, or after his reign over the Babylonian Empire would come, and history, I believe, confirms this, the Medes and Persians, which would represent the chest and arms of silver. And then you have the Grecian Empire led by Alexander the Great. He was the belly and thighs of bronze. And then you come down to the two legs of iron. This represents, I believe, the Roman Empire, again, that eventually split east and west, making the two legs. Then you come down to the 2 feet and 10 toes. And Daniel said this was partially clay and iron. Now, here's one of those great examples of looking through a glass darkly. We can speculate what the mixture of iron and clay is. There is speculation that it represents democracy. Clay represents democracy and iron represents communism. Then you got other interpretations. It's interesting because, again, you would have five of these kings, because we know this is what this is interpretation of. The five would be from the west and five would be from the east. But nevertheless, listen to me, guys. This is what I want to tell you. This is the important part. So if these empires have come and gone, the Babylonian Empire, the Medes and Persians, the Grecians, the Romans, and now we're all the way down and we've come to the 2 feet and 10 toes, by the way, which is where we are currently in the timeline of Bible prophecy. If this is where we're at, out of this will emerge the 10 kingdoms, which will be ruled by 10 kings. And by the way, both are mentioned by Daniel and John. And we're going to show you that in just a second. Here we go. In fact, let's just go there now. Let me show you this. All right. Let's pull this up real quick. And this is Revelation 17. And I say this because I know you guys can see this, but if you're listening by podcast, I want to give you the scripture references for what I'm about to read to you. Revelation 17, 7 and 8. Now, again, all these are written by John, who saw this and he wrote this in 95 AD. Again, Revelation 17, 7 and 8. But the angel said unto me, why did you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her, which has the seven heads and 10 horns. The beast that you saw was and is not and will ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. Now, I want to stop here and tell you, I believe the interpretation, listen to this. The beast that you saw was, in other words, it was an empire that once existed. Ready? And is not, did no longer exist fully in John's day, and will ascend out of the bottomless pit and go to the in perdition. So in other words, it was, is not, and will rise again. Listen, guys, I believe the Babylonian Empire will rise again. And the Babylonian Empire consisted of, let me see if I can do this by my memory, because I don't have this written down, Assyria, Lebanon, and Iraq. And it will rise again. Now, I got to read on. And those who dwell on the earth will marvel, whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they see the beast that was, here it is not, and yet is. Now, let's give you a little bit more clarity on this. Revelation 17, 9 and 10. Here is the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. There are also seven kings. Now, listen to this. Here we go. Ready? Five have fallen. Now, who are the five that have fallen? I just told you who they were. Let me back up, and I'll tell you who the five that were that fallen. The Babylonian Empire fell. The king of Babylon, the kings of the Medes and Persians, the Grecian Empire. You have to go back before that. You have Egypt, Babylonian, the Medes and Persians, the Grecians, and the Rome. Now look, five have fallen and one is. So there was an empire that existed in John's day. Who was that? The Roman Empire. At the time of that writing, it was the Roman Empire who was the is because they existed in his day. And the other, this is going to be the seventh empire, guys, which is the feet and the 10 toes. The other has not yet come. And when he comes, he will continue a short time. So John tells you that whoever this seventh empire is only going to last a short time, 42 months. And then the eighth and final empire, who will be headed up by the Antichrist, will rule and reign until, come on, that great stone comes out of heaven, which is, again, is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, or Jesus Christ comes and destroys him with the brightness of his coming. Now watch this, Revelation 17, 11 through 13. I'm going to finish this real quick and we're going to move on. The beast that was and is not is himself also the eighth. So again, this tells you guys that whoever this eighth empire of the Antichrist is going to be, is he tells you here that it's going to be the root system of this is going to be involved in an empire that once was. Again, Babylonian Empire consisted of the Assyrians, Assyria, Lebanon, and Iraq. And I don't have time to develop this, but I believe there's a good chance. I believe the Antichrist is going to be Assyrian. He's going to come out of Assyria. There's a good chance out of the Middle East. Because, you know, one of the terms for the Antichrist is the Assyrian, the king of Babylon. Did you know that's what the Bible says? Anyway, the 10 horns, which you saw, are 10 kings who have received no kingdom as yet. This has not happened yet. But they receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast. Did you see this? So again, let me read the rest of this. These are of one mind, and they will give their power and authority to the beast. So I want to recap this. So again, as we get closer to the end, there are 10 kings and kingdoms, and they will already be established in the earth in the time of the end. And the Antichrist, who Daniel describes as the little horn, will rise from among them, and he uproots, according to prophecy, he uproots three of these 10: Egypt, Libya, and Ethiopia. That's what the Bible says. And they will be replaced by the leaders who the Antichrist will choose himself. In John's day, the sixth empire was Rome, guys. There's no way we can argue that. It was Rome was ruling in his day, and that out of that empire, again, a seventh empire will emerge, and it will rule for only a short time. And here's what's interesting about this. Many scholars believe the seventh empire will be made up of the European Union. Wow. Now let that soak in for a minute, what we're talking about right now. Again, Daniel only saw seven empires. He was limited to what he could see. He saw seven empires and was told to seal the book until the time of the end. So even Daniel was not permitted to see the fullness of Bible prophecy. But then you get to Revelation chapter 5, and John is told to break the seals on the book, but he was not worthy to do it. And Jesus himself breaks the seals, and the fullness of the revelation is unveiled. So we got to point that out. Now remember, let's recap. We're going to move on. The four empires that Daniel saw. Here is the four empires that Daniel saw. And again, they correlate with John. Daniel saw the Babylonian Empire, which was depicted by a lion. he saw a bear that was depicted, or he saw the Medes and Persians that was depicted by a bear. He saw Greece that was depicted by a leopard, and he saw a fourth beast, which I believe was the Roman Empire. All four empires were involved in direct conflicts with the nation of Israel and the Jews, and involved in Jerusalem and the temple, and they were Gentile empires ruled by Gentile leaders, and all ruled from the area of, ready, ancient Babylon. How ironic is that? And according to Daniel, the final eighth empire that will emerge will have a coalition of 10 kings that will have 10 kingdoms. Now, let me see if I have a scripture for this. I want to pull something up here for you. This is Daniel chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. We're going to go back and forth here, and I'm going to show you something. Keep in mind everything I just told you and what I showed you. Daniel chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. After this, I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, exceedingly strong. It had huge iron teeth. Do you realize the Roman Empire was known as iron? You ever heard the Iron Curtain? It had huge iron teeth. It was devouring, breaking pieces, and trampling the residue with its feet. What is this? This is this empire that Daniel saw in the final days. It was different from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. There's your 10 kings. I was considering the horns, and there was another horn, a little horn. By the way, that is the Antichrist. That little horn is the Antichrist coming up among them. So again, the 10 kings will be established. Antichrist rises up in them, up among them. He forms his final coalition, his final empire, eighth empire. Before whom three of the first horns were plucked up out of the roots. I just told you who they were: Egypt, Libya, and Ethiopia. He plucks them up. And there in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man and a mouth speaking pompous words. That, it, guys, that is a depiction of the Antichrist. Now, again, let's go back up to this image. Here, this is the sculpture brought to the New York City outside of the United Nations headquarters. You see that. This is a beast. It has feet like a bear. It has teeth like a lion. It has spots and stripes, almost like a leopard. It has wings on its back. It describes as Daniel. Again, I know it doesn't fit exactly, but again, we see in part and we prophesy in part. Not everybody's going to get this, guys. Do you realize that's a principle in the kingdom? When Jesus was speaking to Nicodemus, Nicodemus could not understand. When Jesus was trying to explain to him, unless you be born again, you'll by no means enter the kingdom. And Nicodemus said, how can a man be born twice? And Jesus had to explain to him that that which is of the spirit is of the spirit, and that which is of the flesh is of the flesh. And if you are not born again, you'll by no means perceive the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God. The Greek word there for the word perceive is to fully see and to fully comprehend and understand that. Guys, those who are of the world, those who are not born again, and I'll venture to say that even Christians who have zero understanding of Bible prophecy will see nothing in this. because they are not spiritually discerning. They don't understand. The natural man receiveth not the things of God, neither can he, for they are spiritually discerned. That's scripture. So again, the argument of, well, it doesn't fit the exact description of this. This really is irrelevant to me and holds no water. And I ain't even got to the heavy stuff. We're going to move on and give you some more heavy stuff. I believe just as, let me pull it up. Look at this. You got to pay attention to this. Just as this thing right here, this image, this beast, this sculpture, I believe, I 110%, I will not back down. And I don't care how much we get mocked and ridiculed and laughed at and whatever. It won't be the first time and it won't be the last time. I believe this is a prophetic preview of what both Daniel and John saw. No, it's not the full revelation, but I believe it's enough for us who are spiritually discerning to show us the times and seasons in which we're in. I call it a prophetic preview. And guess what? God is, this is not the first time, in my opinion, that God has shown us prophetic views or prophetic previews of where we are at in the time frame of the kingdom and the time of the end. In fact, did you know? Did you know that all the way back in 2003, when U.S. forces went into Iraq and liberated the people from the dictatorship of Saddam Hussein, who, by the way, was trying to reinvent himself or recreate himself as the current Nebuchadnezzar. He was having his image engraved in coins on coins. There was statues, of him everywhere, just like Nebuchadnezzar did. Oh, and isn't it interesting that the very location where all that happened was the same location where ancient Babylon existed? But that's not even what I really wanted to show you. I thought that was intriguing. I thought that was interesting. But check this out. In 2003, on the 21st day of American troops going into Iraq and liberating the Kurds and the people from the dictatorship of Saddam Hussein, on the 21st day, they pulled the statue of Saddam Hussein down and it broke off. You can see it right here on the screen. Look what was left on the pillar, guys. 2 feet and 10 toes. And by the way, if that wasn't chilling enough for you, you realize that Daniel the prophet was in Babylon when he was contending for the vision or for the interpretation and understanding of the time of the end. When he was contending for that, he contended for 21 days and the answer was given to him. Are you kidding me? So here we have the location of ancient Babylon, where you had a man who was trying to, I believe, was possessed by a spirit trying to resurrect the rule of Nebuchadnezzar, putting his statues up, having his face encrypted on coins and so on and so forth. On the 21st day, are you kidding me? Troops come in, pull the statue down, and leave 2 feet and 10 toes. And I believe this was a warning. And it was a prophetic preview that if you want to know where we are in Bible prophecy, God said, here you go. For those who have understanding and discernment of the times and seasons which we're in, we are not at the head. We're not at the arms and chest. We're not at the legs anymore. That has come. That is gone. We are now present tense. As of 2003, we are at the 2 feet and 10 toes. And this is the formation. And you're about to see, and you are seeing the formation of the seventh empire of Bible prophecy that will last a short space, according to John, and eventually will be taken over by the Antichrist, who will form his eighth and final empire. But it gets even more interesting. And that is, did you know? Check this out. Did you know that probably without any recollection or understanding of prophecy, did you know that back in, when was the article? I'm not sure when this was. I thought I put that up there, but this was several years ago. You can research it. French President Emmanuel Macron once, look at this headline. He back then, he desired to form a 10-nation coalition for future emergencies. Wow. Now, that doesn't mean that this is the Antichrist, guys. Again, prophetic previews. Somebody say that. Prophetic previews. And by the way, again, let me say that again. French President Emmanuel Macron wants to form a 10-nation coalition. Well, who were they, by the way? Oh, it was France, the United Kingdom, Germany, Italy, Spain, the Netherlands, Belgium, Portugal, Denmark, and Estonia. Again, and this was, oh, by the way, here it is. It was in 2000. Oh, no, never mind. That's not it. Again, I don't have the date of when this was, but this was several years back. I wish I would have pulled that date up there, but that's okay. Well, again, you guys are smart. You can research this. I want to move on here to something even more intriguing. And that is, lastly, the Apostle Paul warned that one of the major key phrases to watch for and to listen for in the time of the end is when you begin to hear the lips of leaders of nations constantly promoting, propagating, and saying peace and security or peace and safety. When you hear that, this is a sure indicator of the time of the end. Well, isn't it interesting? Let me just pull it up. Isn't it absolutely interesting? Absolutely interesting. And I highlighted this for you on the left of your screen if you're watching this. Look at this. This sculpture donated by Mexico, given to New York City, put outside of the United Nations headquarters, that looks a lot like what Daniel and John saw as a depiction of this final beast empire of Bible prophecy. No, it is actually called a quote, and it's right there on the screen, a guardian for international peace and security. Look what Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians 5:2 and 3. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, that word safety is security. When they say peace and security, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. That's 1 Thessalonians 5:2-3. And by the way, in Daniel 9:27, the Antichrist will confirm a covenant with many, many nations for 1 week, or in Hebrews, 7 years. But in the middle of the 7 years, in the middle of the tribulation, he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering, and on the wing of an abomination shall be one who makes desolate. This is the image of the beast, even until the consummation which is determined is poured out on the desolate. Are you kidding me, guys? This is profound. I believe for those who have ears to hear and are willing to, and has any kind of discernment of the end times, I believe just like we saw that statue being pulled down in Babylon, Iraq, the same area. By the way, that's also where the Tower of Babel was constructed in the plains of Shinar. And it was called the Gate of the Gods. And a lot of scholars believe this is where this was the birthplace of all major false religions, right there in Baghdad, Iraq, or right there in where all this was Saddam, and the statue was pulled, just like the statue was pulled down, leaving the 2 feet and the 10 toes. I believe what we just saw in New York with this beast and everything that's connected to this, the verbiage is connected to it, the name of this thing, the description of this thing. I think, come on, let me finish with this. I believe that God is saying that not only are you about to see, and this is what we need to be watching for. If I'm right, and if we're right, and other watchmen are right, then this is where we're at on the timeline. This is what we need to be watching for. We need to be watching and keeping our eyes open for a 10-nation coalition forming, whether it's propagated or pushed by France or the Mideast or by Europe, the United Nations, whoever. We need to watch for 10 nations, 10 kingdoms to form and to be in power. And then on the timeline, the Antichrist, the little horn, will rise up among them. This has to happen. He will rise up among them, and somewhere in this time frame, he's going to sign a covenant of peace with the nation of Israel and with many, Daniel 9:27. The United Nations will absolutely be involved in that. I mean, it's naive to think that they won't. It's stupid to think that they will not be involved in that. That's what they do. This is the United Nations. They will be directly involved in that, and the Antichrist will come. Remember, he rises up and he speaks great pompous words. He will deceive the masses. He will convince the nations of the world to enter into a covenant of peace with the nation of Israel, and then the world will be saying peace and safety, and then he plucks up 3 of the 10 kingdoms. He begins to invade Jerusalem, invade the Temple Mount. He sets his headquarters up there. He declares himself as God. The false prophet arises on the scene. They create an image of the beast. He forms this system of the mark of the beast. Without, you will not be able to buy, sell, or trade. This causes the world to go upside down. The kings of the East will become fed up because this guy is taking over power. He's taking over the treasuries. He's taking over oil. He's taking over the weapons. He's taking over everything. And the Bible says the kings of the East will come and invade. And this leads up to what's called the War of Armageddon. But then here's the good news. Oh, let me leave you with some good news today. I want to take you back up here to what Daniel told Nebuchadnezzar. He said, oh, king, you're going to see the cessation of empires. But he says, when you get all the way down to the 2 feet and the 10 toes, he said, you're going to see a stone that will be cut out without hands. And this stone is going to come in the midst of these 10 kings. These 10 kings will be established. It says this stone will come out of heaven and it will crush all these kings together. Who is that stone? That stone is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Because the Bible says when they meet, when they come and they begin to enter into this final battle in the Valley of Jehoshaphat, in the valley, in the battle of Armageddon, the Jesus Christ comes, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he destroys the enemies of the Antichrist. Friends, I'm telling you, we are even at the door. I feel the Holy Ghost messing with me. It's all over my back. It's all over my neck. Why? Because these are exciting times. These are not, yes, these are perilous times. These are trying times. These are troubling times, but these are exciting times to live in. Jesus said, when you begin to see all these things happening and taking place, look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. And guys, I don't want to close this segment without first giving you an opportunity. Maybe somebody invited you into this. Somebody shared this video with you. You're not saved. You're not right with God. We want to give an opportunity right now. The Bible says that if you will confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died and rose again from the dead, if you will repent of your sins, turn. Peter stood up on the day of Pentecost and said, turn from this perverse and wicked generation and accept Christ into your heart. You will be saved. We want to give you that opportunity right now. I want to pray for you right now, and then we're going to close this segment out for this, or this podcast week out. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every individual that's listening to this, watching this, either by live or by replay. If they're not right with God, you're away from God, you've never accepted God, whatever your situation is, we pray for you. We pray the Holy Spirit would convict you, arrest you by the power of the Holy Spirit, and that he would come into your situation right where you're at, come into your place, come into your office, come into your home, come into your kitchen, come into your car, wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening. I pray that you could feel his presence come upon you, conviction be upon you, and that you do not resist him, but you yield to him, repent of your sins, and ask him to come into you and cleanse you and wash you of all unrighteousness. Friend, if you do that today and you mean that, then you are truly born again, or you're back into the fold. Listen, the Bible talks about backsliding. You can backslide, but here's the glorious news about that is you can come to your senses and you can turn. The word repent, teshuvah, means to turn, turn back and come back to the Lord, come back to the fold. So that's our prayer today, because we want you to be right with the Lord. Because listen, all these things are going to happen, but if we're not right with God and we're not in tune with him, then we're in danger of not only hellfire, but we could be left behind. And we don't want you to have, we don't want you to go through that. And we don't want that to happen to you on our watch. So we pray for you today. We bless you today. Listen, we want to give you some more information on how to keep up with our ministry. Perhaps you're new to the ministry, or this is your first time joining us or whatnot. We have a free app. It's available on Apple. It's available on Android. You can download it. It's absolutely free. You can get all of our podcasts to watch, to listen. You can get all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. Please download that app today. Get it into your hands and don't miss a single headline. Don't rely on social media outlets to get our information. Also, if you wish to partner with our ministry, if this ministry is a continual weekly source of blessing, information, revelation, exhortation, equipping, whatever the case may be, or all the above, we want to give you an opportunity that you can be a part of supporting us. You can become a monthly partner. You can do a one-time give, whatever the Lord puts on your heart. You can do that two ways. You can give electronically by the app right there on our app at the bottom, or you can give on our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com, or you can give by check or money order right there on the screen, Endtime Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So as always, guys, We appreciate you taking the time out today on this Friday as we close out this podcast week. We're going to sign off for today. We'll be back on Monday with either an encouraging word or another prophetic viewpoint. Until then, may the Lord bless you, may He keep you, and may His countenance shine upon you in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.